Gemara Tainis Daf Chav Beis tells a remarkable incident. Rav Breike was in the Shuk and he saw Eliyahu HaNavi was there, and he asked him a very important question. Mi'ikah b'haisuka bar alma da'asi. They have a whole street of people. Is there anybody in this street that's a Ben Olam Haba? A very strange question. We know Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik Ba'ilam Haba, and yet Eliyahu HaNavi told him, nobody. There's nobody here that's a Ben Olam Haba. And then the story continues. Eliyahu says, wait, there is someone. I see someone that's a Ben Olam Haba. Those two people, they're Ben Olam Haba. So Rav Breike ran to see, after all, be a Ben Olam Haba. Eliyahu HaNavi says you're a Ben Olam Haba. So he asked them, what do you do? You ma'avot chayu that you are Ben Olam Haba. So Omer like Inshi Beduchi Anan. The joke is, Rashi teaches, Smechen u'mesamchen b'nei adam. People are unhappy, people are depressed, and we make people happy. You think about it, it's a double pillar. First of all, nobody's a Ben Olam Haba, and only people that are jokers, that's the Ben Olam Haba. But there's a bigger pillar. Because you look in the Teres Chaim, in Sanhedrin, two places, Daf Peches and Daf Tzadik, he asked that kasha. Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek b'olam haba, and Eliyahu HaNavi could say no one's a Ben Olam Haba. The Teres Chaim was a mekubel. He had a Yad Vashem in his stories. Zokt the Teres Chaim bezel l'shoinei. Everybody's a Ben Olam Haba fashteitzach, but there's a whole process. There's Misa, Gehenim, Chibat HaKeva, the whole process. Eliyahu HaNavi was saying these people were Bnei Olam Haba K'may Shehi, the way they were. And he writes that twice. See, think about it. That's the Ben Olam Haba. That's the Ben Olam Haba K'may Shehi, the way it is. Jokers are Bnei Olam Haba K'may Shehi. But you know what the big appeal is? Nobody asked this kasha. The Rishonim, the Mefarshim, don't want the Gevald. No one's a Ben Olam Haba, but jokers. And everybody said, I want to tell you, we don't understand this Gemara. Because we don't know what it means fraying a Yiddish heart. We don't know what it means putting Simcha into someone's life. Chazal HaKadoshim saw this Gemara. They had no problem understanding. They had no problem understanding that someone that dedicates his life to the Mesameach Nachayid is a Ben Olam Haba K'moy Shehi, the way he is. There's a lot to say. There's a lot that has to be said about this understanding. What it means praying a Yiddish heart. Chazal HaKadoshim, the Medrash in Keheles, Perek Zayin. If not Chazal to say this, we wouldn't dare say such a thing. But the Medrash teaches the pasuk Hachai Yiten Eliboy. You know, in Yiddish is an expression. It's of my heart. You do something, he'll never forget it. It's always on my heart. Chazal HaKadoshim teach. What does it mean Hachai Yiten Eliboy? Zok, the Medrash is going on the Chei Olam on the Eibishter. Zechei ha'ilamim shu mitzalem schar levarnash akol psia upsia begemilas chasodim. It's of the Eibishter's heart. The Eibishter will never forget someone that prays a Yiddish heart. That's this Gemara, by say. This Gemara is a maima shleima, a sugya shleima in what it means chesed, in what it means thinking of another Yid. But that's not my point tonight. I have a different problem. It's true, chesed is ayin v'noira. But how do you understand this Gemara? A whole city of people in the times of Amarayim, no one did chesed, no one did gemilas chasadim, no one to visit the sick. Eliyahu says, no one did ben olam haba, but these two clowns, we're not talking about Sdoim. I have no doubt that people in that city did chesed. So what shot these people, these batchanim, they were the only b'nei olam haba? Obviously there's a message, there's a Musa Haskel. There's something these people did that made them b'nei olam haba. There's a chazal, the Medrash in Shmoyis Parsha Beis. The Altif and Kelim and the Chochma Muslim, I'm a Beis, says, for us it's a mitzvah. For us we're mezalzel in such a musig. But the Medrash tells us, the Medrash wonders, we see what Moshe was, the galus of Moshe Rabbeinu. What did Moshe, what was his qualifications to be Rabban Shal Yisrael? Lahavdil, when you apply for a job, you fill out a resume, you see why you qualify for the job. What was Moshe's godless that the Eibishter of all people chose him to be the Rabban Shal Yisrael? Zok the Medrash Rabban Shmois, and I'll read the Lashon. And the Medrash speaks about David and Moshe, the same qualifications. Zok the Medrash Af Moshe Leibach Nekadosh Baruch Hu Ela B'tzayim. You know why Moshe was the grace of Moshe? Because the way he treated animals. And the Medrash tells a story, Mavol Al Arayim. State Medrash, when Moshe was Rayat Sayin Yisrael, a Gedi ran away. And Moshe runs after it to see why is he running away. And the Gedi gets to a brook of water and starts drinking. Dr. Medrash, Moshe picks it up. And Moshe starts talking to the Gedi. And Moshe says, I didn't know you were thirsty. I didn't know you were so thirsty. Had I known, I would have carried you. And state and Medrash, Moshe picked up the Gedi on his shoulders and carried it. Do you hear? Do you hear Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to a Gedi? For us it's a Litzonis. For us it's a Zilzel. You talk to a Gedi. But for the Eibishter, state and Medrash, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yes Lecha Rachmim Linaik Tzoyne Shal Basa V'dam, Chayecha Atatira Tzoyne Yisrael. You have Rachmanis. You think of a Gedi. You're going to be the Moshe, the Raya of Klal Yisrael. The way Moshe treated a Gedi, is that the only godless that makes Moshe the Gadol Mirabban Shmoy? Again I tell you, there's something here. There's something for us that we have to take from Maisa, from this Chazal. I want to tell you, Bez Hashem, what I think that the Musa Haskel is, the message is, if it can make a Ben Olam Haba K'moshe Hi, if it could make a Moshe Rabbeinu, if it can make a David HaMelech, it certainly can help us in our quest in growing in Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. You know, there's a well-known story, Rabbi Saul Salanta, when he came to his Talmud to Shabbos, and he made it one condition, one precondition. We're going to eat and eat and eat. No Zmiris, no Divrei Torah. After we finish the Suda, we'll sing, we'll say Torah. Talmud wouldn't be a question, but okay, the Rebbe Gehesim. And that Kachavi. In the middle of the Suda, they're eating. He says, Rebbe, please, Ramdeinu Rabbeinu, what's with Zmiris or Divrei Torah? Rabbi Yisrael said, don't you understand? There's an old Amana working in the kitchen. Wait for Shabbos. And to come Shabbos, what happens? We sing, Divrei Torah. She wants to go home. Let's first eat. Let her finish her job. She'll go home and we'll sing. As they're finishing, the Almana comes out. Rebbe Zolzange benched. She blessed Rabbi Saul Salanta. This is the first time in years she had an opportunity to go home at a normal hour. Rabbi, say, tell me, what's the godless of that? What's the limit? What's the godless of that story that made Rabbi Saul Salanta? There's another story, probably even an even more amazing story. Do you know how Yisrael Salanta spent the last moments of his life? If you look in Svarim HaKadoshim, Kabbalah, what that is, the minute of Misa. Do you know how Yisrael Salanta spent the last moments of his life? We have the Kabbalah. He was with another Yid, and he was telling him, you should know, people think it's scary to be alone with an iftar. It's not scary. What could an iftar do? Nothing could happen. And that's the way of Yisrael was an iftar. The last moments of his life, he gave away, explaining him not to be worried. What's the godless of that maisa? What's the neshama of that maisa? That's the neshama of Yisrael Salanta. I'll tell you, it's one word. He was thinking. Yisrael was thinking of another person. He was thinking how to be concerned about Machayid. And that, I tell you, that is what made a Moshe Rabbeinu a Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is what made David HaMelech a David HaMelech. And that's what makes a Ben Olam Haba K'moisehi. Because someone comes over to you, I need money, I need a loan. Of course you give. I need help. Who doesn't answer? Who doesn't respond to a call of help? That's chesed. And chesed is Oyim V'Noira. But there's one meter that's in a different class for itself. No one asked for help. No one cried out. No one called out. But the person is thinking of the other person. The person has the heart. Rabbi said he has the heart to hear the cry that's uncried. To hear the call that's uncalled. The cook didn't come out and say, I want to go to sleep early. And that's why no one thought of it. But if Yisrael, who heard the cry that wasn't cried. And that's the same in the second story as well. The person didn't try it. I'm scared. And that's why a simple person wouldn't realize the opportunity. But that is the true godless in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. To think of the other person. I think the formula is what Rashi teaches by Moshe Ben Ataka. By Yarbis of Loisam, Rashi Taich is quoting a Chazal, Nosan Eina V'Liboy Liois Meitza Aleihem. It was a heart. He was thinking about another person. They didn't cry out. He didn't hear the cry. He heard the uncalled cry. And you want to know, how does a person hear a cry that's not cried? How do you hear a call that's uncalled? The heart. The heart of Hashem. A heart that's thinking of someone else could hear a cry that's not cried. And when that person thinks, and when a person is thinking of someone else, he's living in a world of opportunity. He's living in a world of unlimited of opportunity to be misameach nochayid. And this, I believe, is the midah of Noisa Baal Chaveiroi. As we all know, the Mishnah in Avos Perek Vav says one of the Memches Kinyani HaTorah is the midah of Noisa Baal Chaveiroi. But it's more. It's a lot more than just a Kinyan Torah. You look in the Chochma Musaf from the Yalta, in the Das Chochma Musaf from the Ruchim, they have shmuzin and shmuzin after shmuzin. Abchatkul Zichay Levracha. In the Arichesko, I just saw recently Yibad L'chaim, Ramatas Yo Solomon and his Sefer has brilliant maimorim about this midah of Noisa Baal Chaveiroi. To quote Rabbi Yeruchim in Maimi Yud Beis, Rabbi Yeruchim says the midah of Noisa Baal Chaveiroi is the yisoid of Kol HaTorah Kula. It's the yisoid of Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi. It's more than chesed. You know why? Because someone is thinking. And when someone is thinking of someone else, he sees new opportunities. Rabbi Yerucham gives one muscle, quoting the Alpha. This is in Maimon Yud Ches. A Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says, "Mavol al Arayin," how people were accustomed to think of someone else. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Samach Zayin, says, "If someone's tree is not growing pears, Zok the Gemara, what should he do? Soikra b'sikra, he should put a red ribbon around it, and also the Tayane b'avonim, he should put stones." Frag the Gemara, no, putting stones makes the tree grow. Okay, I can understand. But what is putting a red ribbon around the tree going to help? What's the refuah on a red ribbon? Zog di Gemara, ki hecha d'lishchazi inshi v'liboi ole rachmi. Someone's walking by and he sees a ribbon on the tree and he says, why is a ribbon on the tree? The tree's not doing well. And he says the capital to him that the tree should prosper. Zok Rabbi Yerucham, Samavol al Arayin. He didn't call out help. He didn't scream Hatzalah. He didn't put up a sign Davin. And who was he appealing to? Not a Chafetz Chaim. Oyvei Drachim. And a person saw a red ribbon on his own initiative, he would say a capital to him. That's Neitzibolim Chaveri. And that's what a Yid's feeling was for Nacha Yid in the times of the Gemara. A red ribbon was enough to make a Yid cry, Rabbi Shalom, Hashanah, help. That's one muscle. But I want to give you a different muscle. A muscle that we could relate to. I want to tell you something that before I begin, I tell you it's not possible for you to fully understand what I'm going to tell you tonight. But the little that you will be, I think, is enough. And I once told the Bacha Yisrael that it's so pashut, that it's so basic, it's so olive base. And to him was a shock. To him was a chiddush nifla. And I realized how important it is to mention this barav. I told him, imagine you ask 10 of your chaverim, what's the most important thing in your life? You ask 10 people 10 opinions, you'll get 10 opinions, like, you know. True. But then I told him, imagine you ask 10 people who are zeicha to be parents, who have children. And you ask all 10 of them, or all 100 of them, or all 1,000 of them. Ask these 1,000 parents, what is the most important thing in your life? And you know something? From 1,000 people, you'll get the same answer. My children. My life is my children. Chazal knew it. I'm Aleinu Elu Habonim. And if you don't understand that, it's because you're not a parent. And once you'll be a parent, you won't have to hear this. You'll live this 24 hours a day. Your life revolves around your children. And I tell you, from 1,000, from 10,000 parents, it's irrelevant. Whether the parents are rich or poor, famous or not famous, chashiv or not chashiv, prominent or not prominent, world renowned or not world renowned, it's irrelevant. The one thing in their lives that's most important to them is their children. And what does it mean, good children? A child that's willing to be there for parents. A child that's devoted for his parents. And I don't mean the kibbutz of the aim, which is chamur shebe chamur. That's a different shmuz. I'm talking about the simple noisa ba'olam chaveres. Rav Volber writes that children are balabatim on their parents' lives. Again, a child is the balabas, is the controller on his parents' life. And if you don't understand it, I will respond to you again. I don't blame you, because you're not a parent. But when you become a parent, you'll live that concept 24 hours a day. And it's a kleinikait. It's a kleinikait that a child does. It's the devotion. It's the commitment. It's a dedication a child shows to parents. That's everything in a parent's life. So I ask you, Rabbi Yisrael, I ask you, Tayir Echaveri, why do I hear all too often parents complaining about children? He's not there for me. He's not devoted enough. A mother spoke to me the other day with tears. I'm not megazim. It's like my son was not my son any longer. I didn't hear from him in a week and a half. So that's the heart. We're not talking about a tree. We're talking about basic noisa ba'olim chaveray. How is it shaykh? How is it shaykh a child to go without thinking of his parents? Because he's not thinking. You can't think about parents if you don't think. But let's be more positive. I met a father once who was in deep trouble. He had problems. He had legal problems. He was really in a big mess. And he told me something I'll never forget. He said, you know, I have so many problems, but Baruch Hashem, I have good children. And nothing bothers me. I don't think about anything but my children. That's the bracha of good children. And you know something? He didn't have children that were chafetz chayim, that were kedoshim b'tahirim. He had good children, literally. Children that cared about him. They were devoted to him. And that's what their volba means. And that's the emes lamitzai b'lishum safik. Children are balabatim on their parents' lives. Are we there for our parents? Are we there enough for our parents? And again, I'm not talking about that remarkable chiyuv of kibud avim, huk shekvoidim lechvoid hamakom. I'm talking about basic noisa ba'olam chaveirim. With a little, you could do so much. And with not doing that little, you could literally rob parents of happiness. That's one mashal. That's one muscle of thinking that brings the greatest results. The chinuch, when he describes the mitzvah of kibbutz, the tzuris ha-mitzvah, the mitzvahs of the mitzvah, roi loi li adam lasis lehem kol chavoy v'chol teyeles. The Chareidim describes the mitzvah of kibbutz, the tzuris ha-mitzvah, as being ke'eved l'fnei rabbi. Why? Atidekach, why? Again the same answer. Wait till you become a parent. And you'll see all the koiches, the harvanya, the sleepless nights, the endless worrying we put in for children. You'll understand why it should be called kovod v'chol teyeles. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, Zalzayin Gesund, once told that a din Torah that he presided over. It was about a kidney. Two sons are fighting about a kidney. What was it in Taya? A mother was ill. She needed another kidney. And they were fighting who's going to donate that kidney. The older child said, I'm a Bechor. And in Hilchus Bechor, I have the right. The younger child said, she lived by me recently, so I'm more of a Bar Mitzvah. I deserve that right. Mika Amchi Yisrael. Mika Amcha Yisrael, Mishlotzich of a kidney. Because they understood Kol Kovod V'Chol Tayelas is not a Guzma. But we should be gezund, our parents should be gezund. For us it's a phone call. For us it's a letter. I have children in camp. You know what it means, a phone call? You know what it means, a letter? So be Michael. How many people there didn't write yet? How many people there didn't make that phone call? Because we're not thinking. We're not thinking that so little we could do so much. We don't hear the cry that's uncried. We don't hear the call that's uncalled. I'll give you a different mushroom. Our Rebbe Zalzayin Gesund, Rabbi Mefuah Shalema, he once said a Ryan, there are so many nafkiminas, so many halachah lemaisas, We know Klal Yisrael spent years building peace them in Ramses. So you could imagine, probably those are the most amazing cities in Gans Mitzrayim. Yet the Medrash is not like that. The Medrash teaches that as soon as they built it, the ground crumbled, the whole building crumbled. The Chazal, in fact, teach, what is Pisaim, Pitahoim, Ramses, of the Chazal, that the earth constantly was a re'odah, there was constantly earthquakes. So Parai, my Rav stood there. Why did Parai make Klal Yisrael work and not have any nachas, and not have any results? Why didn't he have them build for skyscrapers, big cities? Rabbi Zangezin said, Parai wasn't out to have results from Klal Yisrael. Parai wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. And Parai realized that the biggest tsar is someone who works and works and works and sees no sipuk, has no sipuk, sees no results. That is avodas perach. A person could work and work, but if he has some satisfaction, he feels accomplished, that turns avodas perach into a labor of love. But when someone works and he knows the next day the building is going to crumble, he's going to have to start again, that's avodas perach. He said this regarding parents. But I want to say a different muscle. You know, the food that we have doesn't come by itself. There's a cook, there are cooks that put in 10, 12 hours a day to make us happy. And the person that goes in and thanks that cook did the biggest chesed possible. Did the biggest noiseh ba'oil in the most literal sense. Because that changed all the avodas perach into a labor of love. But if no one shows any consideration, no one shows satisfaction, that's peace in the Ramses. That's avodas perach. Is it that hard? Is it that hard to think? I'm not talking about the mid of Hakaras HaToiv that Chazal say is the yesod, is the cornerstone of Yiddishkeit. Soifer, Lichbar, V'Tevash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the yesod that yesod is. I'm talking about Noisa Ba'olam Chaver. Basic Noisa Ba'olam Chaver. With a little you could accomplish so much. And it's not only the cook. There are people here, there are people in this city that do things for us. Are we sensitive enough to market toys? Isn't it so precious that to be market toys we give someone satisfaction? So why don't we think about it? Because we're not thinking. It's that word again. It all comes back to, we're not thinking. And this, I think, is the godless of Noise Ba'olam Chaveiroi. Because once you start thinking, that one word, it's a world of opportunity. You could take someone that works for you, and you could mamish, give them Simcha Sachayim. A Rebbe that harvests to prepare Shiurim. Is it that hard to think, to show how much you enjoyed this year? It's very hard to think about that if you don't think. That's the midah of Noisa Ba'olam Chaveiroi. To hear the cry that's not cried. To be sensitive enough to hear the call that's uncalled. You know, there are today an explosion, I could say, of Gedolim books. Story after story after story. Haskell said, it's a oilam ha-maisa, it's good to hear ma'isalach. But if you don't have time for the ma'isalach, I could tell you a synopsis of all the Gedolim stories in a few lines. You know what made every gadol a gadol? You know why you hear this story and that story and this is spireless and that godless? Because they were thinking of another person. They had that nida of noisa ba'oilam chaveiroi. And then everything is so precious. Rav Shlomo Salanter wouldn't wash with extra water because someone has to schlep the water. Is it that hard to think about that? No. But you know why it's hard to think about it? If you don't think. If you don't think, there's another yid out there that's schlepping water for no reason. This is the godless of Noisa Boilam Chaveiroi. Dvorim Shutum, we could lose, we could just let it slip by. I'll give you a different mashal. I got a call a week and a half ago, Sunday afternoon. I don't know the bracha, he's not from our yeshiva. And he asked me, what are we doing about Rav Tana? And he's a Yeshua. What are we doing? I was speaking that night. I said, you have to talk about it. I said, I'm speaking about Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem. But he's Neshama of Klal Yisrael. And he's right. He's 100% right. Imagine if you see the Rosh Yeshiva carrying a 50-pound heavy sack. Who wouldn't stop what he's doing, run to help him? But he's carrying a peckle that's so much heavier. He's carrying a peckle of Yisurim, of Tzoris, weakness, Shvachkeit, that he can't do what he wants to do. What are we doing? We say a kapitel tehillim as we walk out of this medrash. Are we doing enough? Noise by oil in a literal sense. He has an oil that's overwhelming. Is it that hard? I'm not talking about the Gemara's Mechayavas, Tamachachim, that's sick, Tzarech Sheyechla Atzmeyolov. That's Dina Gemara. I'm talking about the Neshama of the Yid, the Noise by oil. Are we doing enough? And let me appeal to you tonight. Each person has to think about a schus that he could devote Rufu Asai. Maybe adding a few minutes to a Seder. Maybe learning Shmir Salash is something. But how could we go on when a Yid slept as a Shver Pekel? Dvarim Pshutim. Noise ba'oil. Noise ba'oil in a most literal sense. Once said the Derech Efsa, more than that I can't say. We see the hardest mitzvah is the mitzvah of Kibarav. The easiest mitzvah is the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. Send away the egg with a flick of the hand, you've mekayim that mitzvah. And yet you see a davapela ma'oiz. For the hardest mitzvah and the easiest mitzvah, they're the same schar. Uman yitavla farachti yamin. The hardest and the easiest mitzvah, the identical schar. B'derech Efsa, I'm not the one to darshim psukim, but B'derech Efsa, libi oimeli. Because in that mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein is the yesoid ha-yesoidus. Is an akuda that the gans binod machavei dreitzacharum. He's thinking. Not about a person, not about a Rosh Hashiva. Lahavdil, about a bird. And a thinking person by the Yebishta is a ben oilam haba kamoishahi. A thinking person is the one that's going to think about the cook and about the shoima and about the water trega. By the Yebishta, that's chayra. He's a person that's thinking about a pain of a bird. He hears the cry that wasn't cried of a bird. How much more by a person? How much more by a chava? Maybe that's the message. And I think that pshtetz is a pshat in the medrash. That's the godless of Moshe of Adav Ramelach. The nesias ba'oil of a gedi. How much more of a yid? And that's gedula. That's what makes a Moshe Rabbeinu a Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's Chat in the Gemara and Tainus also. Everybody did chesed, there's nothing to talk about. Gemilas chasadim, he was asked for a loan, he gave it. B'simcha. But these batchanim, they had a different tchuna. They didn't wait for the call. They didn't wait to be called to help. They saw a yid that had a pekel. They helped him. They were mesameach bein adam. They responded to the call that wasn't called. Because they had the heart for nachayim. And that is a ben olam haba k'moisei. Rabbeinu Yonah the Sarei Tshuva, Sarei Gimel Oysid Gimel, says something that's very frightening. He speaks about a mitzvah say that's min hachamurais, and yet bnei adam are not nizah. And when a ben Torah hears that, he starts to tremble. Something so important, and we're not aware of it. We're not nizah. Zokti bnei Yonah, there is such a mitzvah, and that he says is the meat of chesed. And then he explains ki chayiv adam litrach bedrishas toiv la'amoi listrais ba'al malnafshay al takonis chaveroi. And that, yes, is the meat of chesed. And that's what the Eibishter really wants from us. He teaches the pasuk higel lecha adam ma'toiv u'ma'ashem doyrish mimcha ki ma'asayif mishpat v'yahavas chesed. It's not just Rabbeinu Yonah is a hergish. But you think about what the pasuk is saying. What does the Eibishter want from us? Ma Hashem Doyrish. What does the Eibishter want from us? Ahavas Chesed. Sometimes we have to think. We have to stop and ask ourselves, where are we holding? Where are we holding in this Chamuras? Where are we holding in what the Eibishter is really Doyrish from us? But you know, we get scared. I'm not a Chafetz Chaim. I'm not a Bishol Salanta. But that's a toyus. This is a chiyuv on every single yid. Rabbeinu Yonah is talking to every single yid. The pasuk is talking to the Adam, not even Yisrael. The Adam, even the Adam in Klal Yisrael. But how could we do it? We could do it. We could do it, and it's not that hard. And it starts by thinking. It starts by that midah of noisa ba'olam chaveroi. Because once a person is thinking of the other yid, it's not hard. It's really, really not hard to be mekayim what the Eibishter really wants from us. I'll give you a mashal. A simple mashal. There's a mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim. A mitzvah, l'halacha, how so important pidyon shvuyim is. And more so, not in the halacha, but l'maisa, how a yid feels to pidyon shvuyim. Someone's in jail, someone's alone, someone is suffering, someone's enduring pain. Which yid wouldn't sell the shirt off his back for pidyon shvuyim? He pictures the suffering. He pictures the person alone in solitude. But Baruch Hashem, today we don't have pidyon shvuyim. We live b'shalom. But that's a mistake. That's a terrible mistake. That's a dangerous mistake to make. Someone has a problem. Someone is suffering. Someone has something in his mind, whether it's gesund, whether it's family, whether it's a panasa problem, whether it's problems learning, problems getting along with chaverim. You know what that does to a person? You know how that could destroy a person? You know that could capture a person. Chazal say, when they speak about problems, Ein chovish mata asmai bibeis asurim. Oy, how Chazal understood a human being. Oy, Chazal understood. Oy, Chazal, how the heart Chazal had. He's a chovish. A person with a problem is in his own beis asurim. He's suffering alone. Oy, the heart Chazal had, how they touched it up. He's also in Beis Asurim. David HaMelech writes about himself. Hoitzia mimazgi nafshi. He had problems, and how did he express it? He's in jail. He's locked up. That's not a guzma. That's part of Torah. That's part of Tehillim. And you know, when somebody has a problem, he feels so lost and so helpless. He is lost. He is helpless. Because Chazal told us, Ein chovish mata asmi beveis asurim. and there's only one person that could take him out, that could be paidish for him, and that's the other person. That's the person who has a lave, a person who has a heart that another yid is suffering, another yid has a problem. That's nicer by oil. That's nicer by oil that you could do for that person what no, that he himself can't do. Simple, no? Isn't that simple? Don't we know when we have a problem and someone comes along and you say, Abrach of thine cup, you mechay in the fashis. Is that any less of a pigeon for you? But if you don't think, you don't realize that. The Gemara in Tainis says, "Oy chavrusa, oy misusa." Zot Rashi, im ein la adam oyavim noyach loyshe yomus. If someone's alone, if someone's suffering by himself, noyach loyshe yomus. I'm not talking about some person. Chazal are talking about the Heilige Choyni Hamagel, because that's the way the Eibishter made a human being. He can't be alone. And that's pidyon shvuyim. That's noisa ba'oil. How do you pick up an oil that's not physical? That's the heart. When a yid is thinking of the other person. I'll give you another muscle. The Rambam writes about the inyan of being magdim sholem. Zok the Rambam umagdim sholem lechaladam kidei shetaydaita noicheheimen. Go over to a person and give him a shalom aleichem. Why, Zok the Rambam kidei shetaydaita noicheheimen? He should feel good about himself. So that misses the pella. The Mishnah in Brachis says that magdim sholem is what the Eibest is the Ritzoinei Shalmokim. Why did the Rambam have to add this? Because kidei shetaydaita noicheheimen. You know, the Rambam understood a human being. The Rambam, the Chacham Mikol Adam, oy, did he have a heart. There are many people that are not the smartest, not the most popular, not the greatest, not the most charismatic. And you know what it means living and feeling you are nothing? You know what it means living and feeling that no one's greater than you, no one cares about you? You're nothing, you're not on the map, you don't exist. Chazal knew what it meant. And Chazal said that person is noyach loyshe yamus. And then comes along a true Baal Chesed. And you know what he does? He doesn't give him money, he doesn't give him a present. He goes over and says, Shalom Aleichem, how are you doing? Why don't you play with us? Why don't you learn with us? Why are you not part of us? You know what he's doing? He's not just being Magdim Sholem. He's giving a Yid Chiyus. He's telling him in no uncertain terms, you do count, you are important, you are part of us, I'm worried about you, I'm greater than you, I missed you, I need you. It's not just Magdim Sholem. You're building a person's ego. You're giving a person a Tachlus HaChayim. Kidei Shetehei Dait Noichei Menu. So why yes, Rabbi Say? Why is it, and I can tell you, Ani Hageva, why is it there are people that go to sleep and hope they won't wake up the next morning? Because no one cares about them. Why is it that people are suffering the indescribable pain of Ayach Rusay Mesusa? You know what's missing? It's missing that midah of Noisa Ba'oil. He's also carrying a peckle. How many people go day on, day in, day out, hoping, waiting, chalishing, pardon me, dying for someone to come over and say something nice, that they should feel important? What does it take? What does it take, Eval? What does it take, those few words? Those few words, that the chavrusa that replaces the mesusa. It takes the midah of noisa ba'olam chaveiray. Rav Chatzkel in the letter writes, Mama oid kedaya chalitin. It's so worthwhile. Adam noisim lezulasai rak milim udvarim achadim. A person gives his chava a few words. A shalom aleichem. A thank you to a rebbe. A yashakayach to a cook. A phone call to parents. Vashem yizborach noisle ba'adzois biyodei hamleya hakedoysha shefa bracha mamish. The Eibush to give them shefa bracha mamish. You know why? Because he's a ben olam haba k'moysha he. Magoid latzlocha sa'odam ashekona li atzmai hamaylo shel ahava sabriyos. How glücklich is the person that is kind of the mida of ahava sabriyos. Hinei tamid hu mushba bebechas Hashem yizborach. That's the message of the Gemara Tainus. That's the message of the Medrash Rabbah. Magoidul hatzlochas ha'idah. From all the shuk, the Ben Olam Haba is the one that has a heart for Nochayid. The one that's thinking about Nochayid. It's almost the beginning of the 3 weeks. A whole year, a person has to think, Ma Hashem Doyesh Mimcha. But Bifrat now, it's the Avodas Hayoyim, it's the Nyana Diyoyima, to start working on Minodim Bachaveiroi. This is the Pesach. This is the way to do it. Start thinking about another Yid. And I tell you, it's not hard. A person that thinks about another Yid lives in a world of unlimited opportunity. Like Abchatzka writes so beautifully, that's what it is. He's tamid mushba. He's overwhelmed by simple opportunities of praying a Yiddish heart. Every Yid an opportunity to put Simchas Achayim. The Ramban writes to his children, when you hear something, when you learn something, don't just say, it's good and geivaita. Pick something l'maisa. If someone's going to ask you what we spoke tonight, what's the l'maisa? Let me tell you in no uncertain terms. The biggest chesed you'll do for yourself, and ultimately the biggest chesed you'll do to others, to parents, to family, to wives, to children, is you develop the midah of noisav olam chaveiro. If you start seeing the other person, and it's not hard. I once saw a Balei Lapian in the back of the chelik of his Chochma Musa. He writes a takana for his whole yeshiva. To me, it was a davar zohar. The takana he wrote the Ksaviat Kotchei was to do one chesed every single day. That's the way he worked in his Talmida Machesed. It's a pellet to me. One chesed. One chesed, you need a Balei Lapian. But I thought about this so much oimik. Because the difference between a person that is a Baal Chesed and not is the person that is thinking of the other person, is the person that sees the other person, the person that has a heart for the other person. Rabbi Eli Apian was telling his Talmidim, get used to seeing the other person. He didn't mean if someone asked you for a Chesed, help him. That's not what he meant. Something that you wouldn't do ordinarily. And that's what I appeal to you tonight. We have 3 weeks till Tisha B'Av. Try it. You'll see how closer and closer you become to being an Oisabal Chaveiro. I don't mean doing a chesed if someone asks you. I don't mean davening and crying for the Rosh Hashiva of Ein Gesund. That's Chiyuvim, that's Gemaris. I don't mean Kibbutz. But do something every day what till tonight you might not have done. A compliment, a varm shalom aleichem, a bruchim aboyim to a new bacha that's all alone in camp. Do something until tonight you wouldn't do. And you'll see how many opportunities there are. Oh, the opportunities that we have, l'sameach b'nei Adam. Adam nifal kifipu leisav. Let's all be makabel together. Every day, to do one chesed. One chesed that we wouldn't do. There's a beautiful psula that we say by the akafa, the end of the first akafa, and hopefully we'll see the amitas of that. V'saskeinu lehetiv Ligmal chesed b'chol kaychenu b'gufenu b'maymenenu b'leiv shalom. The Yebush is to give us seichel to do chesed. And hopefully by doing chesed, we'll be zaycha to realize, to see b'aynenu, to be liknais midas chesed b'kinyin gama. Amen. Chen yiratzen.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.